This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One of the most hotly contested Senate races is taking place in Nevada. In Las Vegas last night, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid faced his challenger, Republican Sharron Angle, in the one and only debate of that campaign. Reid is a prime target of the GOP, and Angle, a former state legislator and Tea Party favorite, is giving him the fight of his career. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Neither Reid nor Angle have had many public events during this campaign. They've mainly savaged each other in TV commercials. And last night, each tried to make those unflattering images stick. Angle's rap on Reid is that he's a creature of big government Washington, out of touch with average Nevadans.
Senator Reid has been a politician for over 30 years. I live in a middle-class neighborhood in Reno, Nevada. Senator Reid lives in the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.
That might particularly rankle Nevadans, who now suffer with the highest unemployment and foreclosure rates in the country. But Reid tried to show that he knew what it was like to suffer through lean times, like when he was growing up in the tiny mining town of Searchlight, though lean times sound different in Nevada than they do in other parts of the country.
Times were tough. The mines weren't doing well at all. My mom took in wash from the brothels on Searchlight. So I have some idea what it's like to struggle.
If you decided to play a drinking game and take a swig every time Reid called his opponent extreme, you'd have quite the hangover. Angle was famous as a state legislator for voting no so often that votes in the assembly were described as 41 to Angle. During the primary, she said Social Security and Medicare should be phased out and privatized. Now she only says she wants to personalize Social Security. But Reid wouldn't let her off the hook.
Now, she talks about, and has for years, talked about getting rid of Social Security. For years. But look what would have happened had we put this money into the stock market, as was suggested by President Bush. This is an extreme idea, and it will destroy Social Security.
For every time Reid called Angle extreme, she brought up the health care overhaul that Reid shepherded through the Senate, or as Angle calls it, Obamacare. She said it would destroy Medicare in particular and the health care system in general.
America is a country of choices, not forcing people to buy things that they don't need.
Reid countered that the health care overhaul would not only improve health care, but improve the economy, too.
We had to do health insurance reform to maintain competitive in the world economy, and it creates jobs, thousands and thousands of jobs.
Both Reid and Angle had to answer for controversial remarks they'd made in the past. Angle was asked if she really thinks that jobless Americans have been spoiled by unemployment benefits.
No, I don't think that our unemployed are spoiled, and that was totally mischaracterized by my opponent.
That's become Angle's standard response when questioned about past statements. But Reid, too, is known for some strange remarks. Last night, Angle tried to score by reminding the audience that Reid had once said that the Iraq War had been lost.
That emboldened our enemies, demoralized our troops, and endangered them, and you need to apologize to them, Senator.
Reid countered with the many things he'd done for veterans and his endorsement from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and he tried to turn her disdain for government regulations against her.
My opponent favors big banks. She's against Wall Street reform. Oil companies, she said, BP had too much regulation. That's what happened that went wrong there. I have a different philosophy. I am for the middle class.
There was no clear winner on stage last night. The money race, however, has been a different matter. Reid was clearly way ahead in the early months, but Angle shocked political observers by taking in $14 million in the last reporting period, even more than Reid. They both better spend that money fast. Early voting begins tomorrow. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas, Nevada.